from the top of the Idea Center.
A-F-A-I.
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crappin' fist.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
K-F-A-I.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knocked him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Anna. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Call him Amos Moses. Yeah! Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Call him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana. Lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Anna.
Wow, the board's all broken tonight. It says Mike 3, and yet there is no Mike 3. I assure you, I need Mike 3. Oh, come on. You doing that to me, too? How about my theme song?
I know you're going to dig this.
Please, donate to KFAI. We're off to a great start. And so begins the KFAI Pledge Drive, Crap from the Past style. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. Online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. Started there with Amos Moses from Jerry Reed from somewhere around 1974. Because Foxy Pam Hill wanted to hear it. That's all it takes. Something you'd like to hear tonight? I guess you can post it on the Crap from the Past page on Facebook. I'll have that open in a second there. But what we really want to do tonight is kick off the KFAI Pledge Drive. But don't tell the rest of the station, because they're starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Not me. I don't play by those rules. I'm starting now. And what I want you to do is go to KFAI.org while you're listening. Open another page in your browser. Check out KFAI.org and the Pledge Now button there. And so it begins. I'll have more details coming up. But till then, I thought I'd play you some novelty songs. Because that's the way you're supposed to deal with Pledge Drive, right? Novelty songs. Oh, that's a bad sound. What? Configuring Windows updates. Oh, no! I knew this would happen. And so what you hear now is me treading water. You hear the windows sound as it, oh yeah, this is great. Oh my. Well, I'll just throw in this CD. I knew I had this thing out for a reason. So, I should probably do my Windows updates before I bring in the laptop, is what I'm taking away from this tonight. Unfortunately for me, I actually have the very thing I had queued up on their laptop there on this particular CD, so I got lucky. All right, let's take this from the top. Novelty Records, please. I'm making the least plausible pledge thingy here. Let me just play this song and then we'll start over fresh. TV Tunes from around 1987-86. Jane, Get Me Off This Crazy Thing on Crap from the Past. What? I can't even get that right. I'm losing it tonight. The Kings on Crap from the Past.
You said to call you up if I was feeling moody. Hey little Donna, oh, you still wanna. You said I should ring you up when I was in Toronto. Yeah.
a Tuesday point of view. Like a kettle in the kitchen, I feel the steam begin to brew. Switching to guide, switching to guide, switching to guide, switching to guide. Everybody gets the note now.
That's the Kings and the Switching to Glide. The song was recorded by the Kings twice, which you know if you're a loyal Crap from the Past listener. First time was a little indie 45 that they released in the Toronto area, and that's what you heard just there. The second time, they hooked up with producer Bob Ezrin and recorded basically the same song again, but they trimmed up This Beat Goes On. They got rid of some words, tightened it up. It's just better. But I played you there the incredibly hard-to-find original indie release of Switching to Glide, or This Beat Goes On and Switching to Glide by the Kings. So even when they recorded it on an indie 45, they still had both songs squashed together like that, which is pretty darn awesome. So Bob Ezrin, the producer, didn't come up with that idea. The Kings, the band The Kings, did. They're from Toronto, I believe. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI here in Minneapolis. And what we're doing tonight, what we're starting tonight, the KFAI Pledge Drive. Gotta ease myself into it, because I'll be sitting in with Ken Hippler tomorrow and doing this for real. This is like a practice run for myself. That's right, I'm sacrificing my own show for the benefit of the Pledge Drive here on KFAI. Why do you listen to Crap from the Past? This is an actual question. I want you to think about this to yourself. Do you listen because of me? My odd personality tying all this together, giving everything a sense of context? Sure, why not? I know you listen to Crap from the Past on a regular basis, and that's a great thing. We provide it to you, you tune in, and it's an important part of your little world. Sure, this would make more sense if somebody else was saying it on my show. Now I fully understand why we have rat partners with us. In any case, Crap from the Past and KFAI, part of your weekly routine, why don't you support the radio station that supports Crap from the Past? Pledge now at KFAI.org. You'd think I was on some kind of, like, mind-altering chemical tonight, but I'm not. I'm just out of it. How sad is that? KFAI.org. Go pledge right now. And here, this'll take your mind off everything, because that's what this next song does. I heard this when I was growing up from WLIR, their radio station serving the New York City area and operating out of Long Island. Dare, they later changed their call letters to WDRE, and they were Dare to Be Different. But back when they were WLIR, it was weird stuff, including this. This is plenty weird, and I love it so, still to this day. And I love it so much, I'm going to play the 12-inch version of this next thingy. There's no artist build on it. It's the closest you can get to an artist is a producer named Stephen Gottlieb. What he did is he took the TV Tunes Greatest Hits album, or Television's Greatest Hits album that came out on TV Tunes Records, and Well, you'll hear what he did. This is called Jane, Get Me Off This Crazy Thing on Crap from the Past. Pledge now at KFAI.org.
Jane!
Jake!
but give me Park Avenue.
You could see why that had appeal to me. I was in high school at the time when that thing came out. Jane, get me off this crazy thing. And if there's an artist at all, it's probably billed as TV Tunes, or maybe it's producer Stephen Gottlieb who put all that together. Silly, that's billed as the late night dance mix, and it's almost 7 minutes long, but you deserve that, right? I'm hauling out the good stuff for you guys this week. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis, and we're asking for your financial support. Go to KFAI.org, open a new tab in your browser, or go to KFAI.org while you're listening to Crap from the Past, because you're listening online, right? Nobody uses FM radios anymore, right? That's how it goes. Go to KFAI.org. There's a little Pledge Now button that should be either featured prominently on your screen or way up in the top right corner. Please pledge. Pledge in the name of Crap from the Past, and pledge your support to KFAI. Support the radio station that supports Crap from the Past, and we have to thank a couple people who have pledged already tonight. And I want to thank Libby, who's been there listening to Crap from the Past forever. Thank you for pledging, Libby, who lives back in town now, which is always nice. Want to thank Joe from L.A., who listens way off in the West Coast. Joe, a loyal listener, thank you for your support, Joe. And he suggested that I use Linux on my laptop so it won't reboot for no reason and surprise me. That's probably a good suggestion. And if I have a spare laptop, I will do that. But I spent like a week configuring this one, and it worked right up until it rebooted itself. It worked just fine. And Chris, for his ongoing support. Chris is a member of the Auto Club. That's where the KFAI thingy, the infrastructure thingy, takes a set amount out of your checking account every month with no paperwork and no nothing. It's really how we at KFAI prefer to receive our pledges. If you want, join the Auto Club at KFAI.org. So thanks to the three of you. If you're an Auto Club member, you can certainly send me an email and acknowledge as such on the Crap from the Past group on Facebook, which is always nice. And thank you. Thank you so much for your support. The Crap from the Past, or the KFAI pledge drive, officially starts tomorrow morning, but I start a little early because that's what I do here on Crap from the Past. It's going to run for the next 2 weeks. 2 weeks solid. It's going to actually end with the Crap from the Past show 2 weeks from tonight. So I like to get a jump on things. Get myself warmed up because I sit in with Ken Hippler tomorrow, and get all of you warmed up because you're going to be hearing all the other KFAI programmers doing what I'm doing now, asking for your financial support. Go to KFAI.org and pledge now. And I've queued, oh, this is nice. Oh, yeah. You know what's going to happen when I play this. It's the official jingle of Ron's dream jukebox. You see, when I was a kid, I wanted a jukebox for my 45s. Never actually got one, and it's a good thing I didn't, because it would have chewed up my 45s and left behind a big pile of vinyl powder. But that's okay. I can still dream, right? I still want one, even though I could probably buy one now. But I still want one, and in my little dream, it's Ron's dream jukebox. So what we've been doing for nearly the last 5-6 months here on Crap from the Past, we've been populating Ron's dream jukebox 145 at a time, because it plays 45s. And this next song was released as a 45 overseas, and I think I remember seeing a 7-inch of this single of this in France. Well, I wasn't in France, but I think it's a French release. Here in the U.S., it didn't wasn't released as a 45. Was released as a 12-inch single. It's close enough. This is Daryl Hall and John Oates. It's A Thing of Beauty, and I'm probably going to end up putting a couple of the Hall and Oates songs in the Dream Jukebox, but this is the first one. And it's especially apropos because maybe two weeks ago, John Oates came through town, playing a solo show with a really tight band and a crazy good drummer. Holy cow! Drummer was spellbinding. Johnny S, and his first name starts with S, and I can't remember his last name. But man, he's incredible. So if you get a chance to see John Oates, check out his drummer. He's amazing. So this is one of the songs that John Oates wrote, or co-wrote. I think he's officially billed as a co-writer on this. But back then in the 70s, it was either a Daryl Hall song, which was most of them, or a John Oates song, which wasn't very many of them. And this next song featured in the first episode of Yacht Rock, which is very cool. Hall & Oates from 19... I should just talk over the intro, because it goes on and on and on. I heard this song first in 1979, and it took me about 25 years to figure out who it actually was, and I'm so thrilled that I did. Daryl Hall and John Oates and Portable Radio, Ron's Dream Jukebox. It's entry number, I think, A23, A24, something like that. It's a beaut. And it's their foray into disco. I like this a lot. Portable Radio from Daryl Hall and John Oates on Crap from the Past.
Now think you'll pay for the modulation like a kid in a
Monster Gerber.
Pledge drive. Ooh.
On Crap from the Past.
Pledge now and do it online at KFAI.org. The South African band Clout and their cover of Portable Radio, which also came out in 1979. Did I tell you the story? That particular song there, I knew I heard something as a kid, and all I remembered from my childhood from 79, 80, I heard something on the radio. I knew the chorus went Portable Radio, and I looked for years. I thought, who is that? And I remember some guys singing, and I thought, it's Cheap Trick, some kind of poppy band. And I asked around. I asked Chuck and Joel, have you ever heard a song called Portable Radio? And nothing. For 25 years, approximately, before there was an internet, I looked for the song, couldn't figure out who it was, because it got airplay, but it didn't get any recurrent airplay. Once the song came and went, that was the end of it, 1979. Years later, I have a Clout album, which is really cool, and it's on Epic Records, and I'm digging it, and what's the title on there? The last song on that particular side, Portable Radio, let me plunk that on the turntable there. It's written by Daryl Hall and John Oates. This has potential, and it got to the chorus like, oh my God, I found the song. And I found the Clout version first. Like, okay, it's a Hall and Oates song, and it didn't take me long to figure out, oh, it's on the Ecstatic album from 1980, something like that. And I was a happy camper. But it's all about the musical discovery, trying to draw some kind of connection with my childhood, trying to piece it all together, giving it a sense of context. So I happened to happened into that one particular song there, and I share it with you, the audience. If there's something that you've discovered here on Crap from the Past, why won't you consider giving to KFAI? Support KFAI at KFAI.org. It's the beginning of our pledge drive, and you can tell I have not ironed out all the details yet. As I'm going through all this in my head, I should script this out a little bit more than I actually am tonight. Nope, playing it fast and loose here on KFAI.org. Pledge now. Support the radio station that supports Crap from the Past. And if you're into the musical discovery, the odds are pretty good that you'd never heard the South African band Clout. They were kind of good. They sounded halfway between Heart and ABBA. That's a really good thing. Check out more Clout. You won't be disappointed because it all sounds kind of like that. And if you're into the discovery, maybe you've heard of a guy named Jason Faulkner. Maybe you knew that he was one of the guitarists in the band Jellyfish at one point, and he played on one of the two Jellyfish albums, and I can't remember which one. He was also in the Grays, and he's got some good solo stuff, and he produced Brendan Benson. The list goes on and on and on. He even played guitar on the Nick Acosta album that I love so much. So Jason Faulkner, if that name brings a smile to your face, you must be a loyal Crap from the Past listener. If you've never heard this before, you're going to enjoy this. And while you're enjoying it, remember to pledge now at KFAI.org. This is Jason Faulkner from around 1996, an author unknown on Crap from the Past.
It's the path of least resistance is all you ever take. Well, at least you've been consistent, and for that I bait you can't. I'll recognize this as a dream. Wake up and write it down. From thought to actions and eternity, I can't get this thing off the ground. Author unknown, spell me out your proverb and ink it with your soul. I'll count down all the reasons you lost.
Mr. Gerber.
Yes, I'd like to pledge $10,000 to get them to shut up.
On Crap from the Past.
Pledge now and pledge online at KFAI.org.
Hey, I'll get up and back. I'm right on track.
Is that gonna get you back?
Right on track. Is that gonna get you back?
Is that gonna get you back?
Right on track. Is that gonna get you back?
Banter, stay for the beat matching. That's how I like it here on Crap from the Past. So, the KFAI Pledge Drive, 612. No, no, don't call now. Just pledge online at kfai.org. Hey, look, Jermaine Jackson, right over there.
Your fancy, let me excite your soul.
Mr. Gerber.
I have the most popular dance hit of all time.
On Crap from the Past.
That's an odd record there. That's Dolly Parton. You recognize the voice just fine. And a disco record from 1979. A disco record. A flat-out, honest-to-God disco record called Baby, I'm Burning. I've played that on Ken's show before, much to his dismay. That's a 12-inch version, which was pressed on bright Pepto-Bismol pink vinyl. It's a beautiful-looking 12-inch there. So silly. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, encouraging you to support the radio station that supports Crap from the Past. Pledge now to KFAI.org. That's right. It's right there on the KFAI.org homepage. There's either a splash page that says Pledge Now, or there's a little button in the top right there that says Pledge Now. You kind of get the idea. Pledge Now. I've thanked all the people that have pledged so far. If you've already sent in a pledge, I'll acknowledge you on the air gladly. Just post it there on the Crap from the Past page on Facebook. I'm so tempted to give out the phone number, but we don't have any phone answerers coming in. You see, officially, the KFA pledge drive starts tomorrow morning at 6. But I don't like waiting, because I know a lot of you listen. Well, you don't listen live. You listen whenever it's convenient for you. You listen in streaming on Monday mornings, or you download it and put Crap from the Past on your iPod or wherever it ends up on your MP3 player or on your phone. Totally cool. That's fine with me. And by the time you listen to this, the odds are pretty good that the KFAI pledge drive will have started. And so I don't feel bad about asking you to pledge your support at KFAI.org. That's how it works. We don't run commercials. We don't have any corporate parents or anything. It's just us. Five marginally paid staff members, about 300 unpaid volunteers like me. We all come in and do our thing every week. It's every week. All our shows are weekly here. We do about 80 and 90 live, locally produced programs, which is really cool. It's music nuts like me bringing in suitcases full of music and plunking them down and telling you why you should care about them. Overall, it's a pretty good deal, huh? If KFAI is an important part of your life, support the radio station. So KFAI.org. Throw your support behind the radio station that supports Crap from the Past. Go to KFAI.org right now and pledge. And now, 1983. This has held up far, far better than I thought it would, considering this record's 29 years old. These are, I guess now, the guys in this band are now musical old people, but back then they were musical youth. This is Pass the Dutchie on Crap from the Past.
This generation rules the nation with version. Use the answer for food of love. Sounds to really make you rub and scrub. I said,
pass the dutchie pan the left hand side. Pass the dutchie pan the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and fall.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make Jenna. Me jump and
fall. It was a cool and lonely breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
You could feel it, cause it was the month of
June. How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk.
How does it feel when you got no food?
As I passed the dreadlocks camp, I heard them say,
how does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the dutchie on the left hand side.
I say,
pass the dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music. Jump and prom.
It's a go done.
Give me the music, make me looking at it down. Bang 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 bang.
So I stopped to find out what was going on.
How does it feel when you got no food?
Cause the spirit of Jah, you know he leads you
on. How does it feel when you got no food?
There was a ring of dreads and the session was there in swing.
How does it feel when you got no food?
You could feel the chill as I seen and heard them say,
how does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the dutchie on the left hand side.
I said,
pass the dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and prom.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me
Jana.
Looking at the dance. So me say listen to the drum and me say listen to the bass. Give me little music, make me wind up me waist. Me say listen to the drum and me say listen to the bass.
Chip on the left hand side.
Say,
pass the dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and prom.
Monster Gerber.
Rico Suave.
On Crap from the Past.
So what I took away from that record is all she wants to hold me tight. That's really all day and all night. Tara Kemp and the radio edit of Hold You Tight. There are a couple of versions there on the CD single, but that there, Hold You Tight. Ain't that special? And Benjamin, listening in tonight and posting on the Crap from the Past page on Facebook, says, I have not yet discarded my Tara Kemp CD. I think it's time. Time to let go. There was that, and then there's Piece of My Heart, which sounds just like that. You know, I should... Here, let me cue up Piece of My Heart, just to demonstrate that her talents were limited. Tara K-E-M. Here we go. Piece of My Heart. Let me throw that in here, just to demonstrate that... come on. Here. So you heard Hold You Tight. This is what Piece of My Heart sounds like. Oh my goodness, it's the same beat. At the, roughly the same tempo too. All right, the true essence of One Trick Pony, squeezing all her fame into a mere 8 minutes. Tara Kemp, and I believe she was from California at the time. I was talking. Let me get that out of here. I was talking with Simon, who actually had come over from England as part of the band Blue Train in 1990. and was trying to make it big here in the U.S. and was actually living in California at the time that that Tara Kemp record was out. But he was so swamped with trying to hit it big, he missed it. It didn't really register with him. And that's okay. Instead, I pointed out that 91 had some great music from over in England, and a lot of it got played here here in town on a great radio station called KJ104 that we still talk about more than 20 years after it signed off. And this is one of those songs. British hit, got some airplay here in town. Great stuff. This is the Wonder Stuff, to be specific, and the size of a cow. While you're listening to the Wonder Stuff, please donate to KFAI right now at kfai.org. Pledge now.
Programming is supported by AMPERS and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Announcing AMPERS.org, featuring music, arts, and cultural stories, including many produced by this radio station. Information and audio at AMPERS.org. AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities.
another gem from 1991. That's Temptation from Corina, never to be heard from again, and that's okay. One little pop gem, 4 minutes later, it's done. And that, too, is held up nicely, even though it's 20 years old. I like that. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, playing the pop. If you tune in every week, you know Crap from the Past is a graduate-level course in pop. I like that. And that makes this show really, truly unique. Well, it's either unique or it isn't. In this case, it is unique. It's unlike anything else on the air. And you know that. Most radio shows don't go deliberately over your head. They don't try and indulge. Usually they try and find something you're a little more familiar with. Not me. I like to expose you to the unfamiliar and explain why you should care. Like this next song right here. And I'll get to that in a second. And while I'm getting to that, that's a perfect time for you to go to your computer, since that's how you're listening tonight, open another browser tab, and pledge online at KFAI.org. My goal, my personal goal, is to have 10 pledges waiting for me when I come in next week and sit down in this very chair. And I know I have three. I have acknowledged them right here tonight on the Crap from the Past page on Facebook. But between now and then, if you're listening in at some time other than Friday night, consider pledging even before I come in next week, before I take this chair next Friday night. Pledge online at KFAI.org. Support the radio station that supports Crap from the Past. My goal, my own personal goal, is to have 10 waiting for me when I take the air next week. I think we can do it with your help. 612. No, don't call. I'm so conditioned. I've been at the station almost 15 years and been through a lot of pledge drives, and the gut reaction is always to give the phone number, which is good. I've survived my training, and that's what I have retained. However, that doesn't work tonight because there are no phone operators in yet. The pledge drive officially starts tomorrow morning at 6, but I don't care. You're listening now, and you need to support the radio station that supports Crap from the Past. Pledge online at KFAI.org. And this next song, a perfect song to do that by. It's light and fluffy, and it's a weird little instrumental, and it's incredibly upbeat. It's After the Fire, the same people who remade Falco's Der Kommissar. This is just an album track of theirs from 1980 called 1980-F. It's beautiful. After the Fire on Crap from the Past. Thanks to Andy for pledging at KFAI.org. And you should be like Andy and the rest of you who have pledged tonight at KFAI.org. Support the radio station that supports Crap from the Past. Go online now to KFAI.org. I think this fades out. I can't remember how this ends. Uh-oh. I'm just going to talk over the end here. Prince and Another Lover, Hole in Your Head. He could do no wrong around that time. From 1986, that's from the Parade album. He was, man, he was at the top of his game. And when Prince is at the top of his game, he's really unequaled by pretty much anybody in the entire 80s. Oh, big words I'm throwing around, but I would say that in the 80s, nobody could touch Prince at the height of his game. And a lover, another lover, Hole in Your Head, It sounds like it should have been a much bigger hit than it actually was. There was so much Prince product on the market at the time that kind of got lost and slipped between the cracks, but a great record nonetheless. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber playing the pop tonight here on Crap from the Past. Pledge. Oh, pledge drive. I'm finally getting warmed up and I only have 10 minutes left on the air. So by the time I sit in with Ken Hippler tomorrow, I should be fully conscious and should be able to complete my sentences as desired. Now, not so much. Pledge now online at KFAI.org. You know, there are a surprisingly large number of Rachel Sweet fans out there. I don't know why. Her music's good. I wouldn't put it in the great category. And certainly, well, I wouldn't say certainly, probably not deserving of the giant size underground following that she has. But she recorded a couple of albums when she was a teenager, and I'm not sure what she's done since then. And she hit the top 40 once. Twice? Nah, once. Once as part of a duet, and I think this is as close as she got to a hit. She teamed up with Rex Smith, who had recently had a hit with the song You Take My Breath Away. This is their duet, Rachel Sweet and Rex Smith from 1981, and their cover of Everlasting Love on Crap from the Past. Pledge now at KFAI.org. I remember it fondly. And there you go. Rachel Sweet and Rex Smith, 1981, and the biggest pop hit here in the U.S. Everlasting Loves. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul, online at KFAI.org. Before next week's show, before I come in next Friday night, I want to have 10 pledges waiting for me. I have 4 thus far. Are you one of the remaining six? Pledge now. Whatever time you're listening, it doesn't matter, day or night. Pledge now at KFAI.org. I'll be back next week. Bye.
I never thought you'd hurt me. I guess you live in love. The only plan was why you bound to get burned. Oh, I've been mistreated, I've been used before. I get kicked in the face till I come back for more. But I won't cry no more, cause the tears are all in vain. We can pick up the pieces, start it all again. Let's just get back to the way it was before.
This is WRKL New City, New York, AM 91, Rockland County's community radio station. WRKL is owned and operated by Rockland Broadcasters, who wish you a good morning.